Hare Krishna. I would like to greet all of you for this last session for our first full Vashana retreat day. You're doing very well up till now. We will now, as we say in German language, we will echo the day out. That means the day will come to a close by us remembering something about Krishna. This is something which Vaishnavas have done since a long, long time, since many centuries. They have come together in the evening and they have concentrated on Krishna by singing and hearing. Now, this is quite interactive. Let us see how it goes. So I just need my team to be on. You are there. We have a Madanga player, Jai Gopal. We need to take the light, this light down. But it's very good that we have the light on the deities now. Can we manipulate that light, please? We need to. Yeah. Will you? I can't see you right now, Prabhu, but you can see me, I think. When I make like this, at the end, hello, I'm talking to you. When I make like this, please then put the light back in tune. So I'm very, very joyful to share this with you. Let us just see a little bit of Vashana for you. The sun is setting and the moon is rising. And the whole atmosphere takes on almost a mystical touch. It is here where we will meet tomorrow at Krishna Kund and sing the whole day. The temples in Vashana are now lit by a wonderful light. This is Morkotir. And everything seems to be aglow with the same spiritual energy which has protected us throughout the day. What we see is only what we are. We don't see the things the way they are. We always see the things the way we are. So in this time, we will enter Krishna Leela and from that perspective see a little bit where we are. This is the path which brings us to the Sriji Mandir, the temple in which Radharani is. On this path, the divine couple walks even tonight. They may stop here and take the offering of their devotees. See all these beautiful suggestive pictures which tell us, go just a little under the surface and you might see the spiritual light and the spiritual energy. This is the town by night. This is what you would see if you would look down from the Sriji Mandir. And this is the effulgent temple where Radha and Krishna are. It is said that Krishna only enters this temple in the disguise of a servant of Srimati Radharani. We will hear about this temple and we will hear about this area, and we will need a little bit our spiritual eyes to open. So for that, we will sing a little bit in the beginning. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, after Krishna left Vrindavan and went to Mathura first and then Dwaraka, the residents of Vrindavan were constantly longing for him. There was a river of tears, coming from the house of Krishna in Nandagram and flowing all the way into the Yamuna. A river of tears from Nanda Maharaj and Yashoda. The other residents of Vrindavan, including the cows, felt similarly distressed. When Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed in Puri, he remembered these feelings, the feelings of the devotees who had been with Krishna and who were left by Krishna. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes Lord Chaitanya's stay in Puri like this. Prema Vesha Mahaprabhur Gara Gara Man Nama Sankirtana Kori Karena Jagan. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu stayed awake all night. He did not sleep. And he was chanting the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. His mind was overwhelmed by spiritual ecstasy. And inside his heart, he felt like the gopis had felt when they lamented that Krishna left Vrindavan and cried, "O Krishna, where have you gone? O Govinda, O Damodar, O Madhava." Sometimes, my dear devotees, he came to such deep states of separation that he got up in the night and went all around in his little 2 meters by 2 meters big Gambira room. And as he was reliving the feelings of the gopis, he rubbed his soft golden-like face on the wall and cried out, "Gone, gone, gone." And sometimes he became so absolutely sad with the mood of separation from Krishna that he injured his cheeks and his nose. When Swarup Damoda and Govinda saw the injuries on his mouth, on his nose, and on his cheeks, they clasped him to their chest and cried, "Why have you done this to you?" And Lord Chaitanya answered in a way he wanted us to one day answer. He said, "I was in such anxiety to find my Lord. I wanted to leave this room, but I could not find the door. So my face kept hitting the four walls." My dear devotees, when you are on the level of Krishna consciousness, you become so absorbed in thinking of Krishna and searching for Krishna that you just can't tolerate a moment of his absence. And do you want to know a secret, my dear devotees? When you become absorbed in Krishna, even if you feel separated from him, after some time, as you enter the absorption, that separation becomes the sweetest thing in your life, because you remember Krishna every second of your day. But the servants of Lord Chaitanya were highly upset. "The Lord's skin is so soft, he's so beautiful, but if he rubs his face against the wall until he draws scratches and blood, this is not very good." So Swarup Damoda had an idea, and he discussed this idea with all the devotees. Finally, they agreed with the idea, and they asked Shankara Pandit, the best of the scholars, to spend the night with Lord Chaitanya in the same room and to guard the Lord from injuring himself. Lord Chaitanya stayed in one corner and Shankaracharya, not Shankara Pandit, was in the other corner watching him. But eventually, Shankara Pandit did what all Hare Krishnas also do. He fell asleep. When he would wake up, he would see that he was covered with a blanket, the blanket of Lord Chaitanya. Lord Chaitanya would be in the corner of the room crying, "Gone! Gone! Gone! Where have you gone?" Shankara Pandit was afraid that he was not doing his service very nice. So he said, "My Lord, to be pacified, just put your feet on my body, then you can sleep very nicely." What was in his mind was, if the Lord would get up, he would feel it in his body, on his body, that the feet were no longer there, and in this way he would jump and pacify the Lord. In this way, the Lord would place his legs on the body of Shankara Pandit and did not dare to get up or leave or rub his face. Shankara Pandit became known by the word Prabhu Padopadana, which means the cushion on which the feet of the Lord rested. Wouldn't it be nice if we also become such a cushion where the feet of the Lord rest? So I want to tell you about one night where Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left with the devotees his small little room in the Gambira and visited the Jagannath Vallabh Garden. The way the city of Puri is designed is only for the pleasure of the Lord. There is one big road, the grand road, which is used for his Ratha Yatra, his cart festival. There are different lakes which are used for his boat festivals. And there are different beautiful gardens with fragrant flowers which are used so that the Lord can wander in the night, Lord Jagannath. This is also how the Brijbasis like to build their buildings. They have a garden with nice fragrant flowers, and then they put a throne in their garden where Radha and Krishna can come and sit and smell the scent of the champak flowers and the night blooming jasmine. My dear devotees, when you leave this building and you go to your respective rooms, just move a little bit in this direction and one scent will hit your nose. It's the scent of the night blooming jasmine. It's so good that some of you who are a little bit romantically inclined will just sit the whole night and smell this fragrance and think many things. So there was this Jagannath Vallabh Garden, and on one night Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu decided with his devotees to go into this garden. It was in the months of April and May. It was a full moon night, and the trees and flowers we're in full blossom. There were bumblebees flying around, shuka in saris, and the atmosphere was scented in a very aromatic way. The wind was also there, a soft breeze. And this breeze moved the leaves which glittered in the night. It moved the latas, the creepers, and it spread the fragrance all around. It was like a perfumed garden. Krishna Das Kaviraj said the wind had become a guru which taught the creepers how to dance. When the guru says, do like this, or do like that, to his dancing pupils, they learn to dance. And in this same way, the whole forest seemed to dance and smell. Lord Chaitanya was immediately reminded of the beautiful forests of Vrindavan. When this Purna Chandra, the full moon, rises over Vrindavan's forest, they seem to come alive. At that time, the Lord left his small Gambira room, and he was in the mood of Radha, who enters the forest of Vrindavan with only one question in her mind. She wants to go to the appointed meeting place which is decorated by Krishna and be together with Krishna. So his mood was like the mood of Radha. Where is my Krishna? In this mood, the Lord asked Swarup Damodar to sing a particular song, a song which Srimati Radharani likes to sing. The song starts like this.
Lalita Lavanga Lata.
Radha sings, oh, the creepers are swinging back and forth and touching the trees. This is a night of meeting. Even the plants meet their beloved, but I have not yet met Krishna. Look at these creepers. They're moving and they're embracing the trees, but I am not so fortunate. I cannot meet Krishna. So Lord Chaitanya felt like this. Where is Krishna? I cannot meet Krishna. This whole forest is so auspicious. Everything is fragrant with the smells. But I am bereft of my Lord. As he was wandering, deeply captured by the mood of separation, there were tears coming from his large eyes, and he was growing restless. In this mood, he came under one Ashoka tree, beautiful tree. And as he touched the root of the tree, the tree burst forth in blossoms. And all of a sudden, he saw under the tree Krishna. Krishna was looking at him and smiling. He showed his white teeth, which look as delicate as kunda flowers. His eyes were restlessly moving, but again and again, motioning to Chaitanya, "Come, come, come to me." And Lord Chaitanya started to run. He wanted to embrace Krishna. But as he came close, Krishna gently moved back, and his beautiful dhoti came back, smiled, and then disappeared. His beautiful dhoti had looked as effulgent as a flash of lightning, a lightning stroke in the night, but shoop, then it disappeared, and the night became, in Mahaprabhu's perceptions, doubly dark. The darkness increased. Now those of you, and I guess this is 100% of you, who have deeply absorbed their mind in Krishna, know that Krishna can never disappear entirely. There's something which remains, even when Krishna should disappear like a lightning stroke in the night. Who of you, best of the Vaishnavas, who have somehow been pulled by Radharani in the sacred forest of Vashana, can tell me what it is that remains even when Krishna disappears? Footprints, someone says. Fragrance, others say. Both are correct. But here we will look at the fragrance of God. When Krishna had disappeared, Lord Chaitanya fell down and swooned in ecstasy. But then the breeze carried the fragrance of Krishna into his nostrils and woke Lord Chaitanya up, so that he came out of his ecstasy and began to smell like someone who has become maddened with love. Would you like to know how Krishna smells?
Inspiration?
Now this gets now very intimate. Well, Krishna has 8 lotus flowers in his body. 2 eyes, 1 navel, 1 face, 2 hands, and 2 feet. These are the 8 lotuses on Krishna's body. And from these places comes a fragrance which smells like a mixture of lotus and camphor. You can imagine it like this. If you take the essence of a lotus flower, just how it smells, it's a very nice and subtle smell. And then mix a little camphor to it, which will take care that the smell, which is so mild, becomes a little bit outgoing. I don't want to say aggressive, just outgoing, huh? Spreading like this. Then you have an idea how Krishna's fragrance is. Then in addition to this, Mother Yashoda every morning puts Shatu Sama on Krishna. That's sandalwood mixed with agura. Aguru is like, you know, what trees exude. You know, some trees have like a sap, yes. Kumkum, musk, and camphor. Together, this fragrance is just so absolutely super good that it steals the mind of the God of love and makes him crazy to run to Krishna. All devotees who only smell a little of this fragrance of Krishna fall in whirlpools of ecstasy and forget everything which was before in their mind. My dear devotees, let us remember how the four Kumaras came to the gates of Vaikuntha. They had heard about Narayan and wanted to pay him a visit. But as they arrived on the gates, the two gatekeepers, Jai and Vijay, put their maces in front of them and said, "Without permission, no admission. You cannot come inside here. We are the guards." The Kumaras, they are the most ancient sons of Lord Brahma. And they said, "You newcomers in the spiritual field, only in the material world are houses guarded. The spiritual world, there's free movement and free entrance. You are so neophyte and so envious that we will curse you. Take birth in the material world and learn your lessons." They were boiling with anger because they were so eager to meet Krishna. Sometimes I have seen when the curtains open in the Krishna Balaram temple, and you know, I'm a little larger size than other devotees, especially when I get on my toes when I want to see it. So I was two times severely beaten by angry old Indian Matajis who also wanted to see. I felt really their fists in my kidneys because they were very angry with me. "You, Angrezi, you block our vision to Radha Shyam Sunda." I said, "Oh, you're very strong, Mataji. Please excuse me. I will never do it again." So, the four Kumaras were in a similar situation. They were angry. But when the Lord came out, the first thing they perceived is the fragrance of the lotus feet of the Lord mixed with the tulasi leaves which were there. And as they inhaled this fragrance, they became intoxicated and so absorbed in Lord Narayan that they could not leave him. They sat around his lotus feet and they were hanging out with him, so that the Lord was becoming a little embarrassed. How would you as cultured ladies and gentlemen feel if someone tells your feet smell so good that I want to sit now next to your feet and not move for the rest of Burijan Prabhu's class? You would feel slightly embarrassed and would make plans to escape. So Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur said, so the Lord has such an amazing fragrance that even the self-realized souls, the Kumaras, who were anchored on the level of Brahma Bhuta, Prasanatma, they were intoxicated. Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami describes the effect of Lord Krishna's fragrance. He says,
Madana Mohananata Pasari Ganderahata.
The dramatic actor Madan Mohan has opened a shop of scents that attract the women of the world to be his customers. He delivers the scents freely, but they make the woman all so blind that they cannot find the path which would bring them to their home. I always joke about this. I once saw this. There was a perfume waller. You know, he had an ancient Samsonite case and he came to our Govardhan retreat to sell his perfumes to the Matajis and the Grihastas. So he sat at a strategically well-positioned place, that is, where everyone passed to come to my lecture. So then, when everyone was coming by, zoop, he opened the case and all the scents came out and all the Matajis were grouping around and coming to this perfume shop, you know, this traveling perfume shop. And I noticed 50% didn't come to my lecture. because it was just so attractive. So much more attractive. So here, this is an analogy. When you smell something of Krishna, you will no longer be able to pursue your path, which brings you to the so-called home, the material world. My dear devotees, are we not all in this situation? Have we not all smelled something of Krishna? His prasadam, which has captured us. The taste of sweetness which comes when we hear the Krishna katha and we become absorbed in it. And we cannot follow any longer our path which brings us home. There's a song. Why can I not go back to the material world? It is because I'm walking now the path of the ecstatic human beings. So see Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, so when you smell something of Krishna, you forget your eating, your sleeping, your enjoyment, all is forgotten and your heart becomes restless for Krishna. So Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was fully intoxicated by the scent. He ran about trying to find Krishna. He called out, Hey Shyama Sundara!
Hey Shyama Sundara!
Much more longing. Hey Shyama Sundar!
Hey Shyama Sundar!
Hey Vrajendra Nandana!
Hey!
O Patita Pavana Krishna.
O
Gopi Chandra.
Vrindavanendra.
Beloved of my life.
Wow, you're very advanced.
Sometimes the smell of Krishna came from the east and Lord Chaitanya ran in the eastern direction. Then the smell of Krishna was captured by another breeze which came from the west, and like a bumblebee who is drunken and in an air which is filled with sense, he was turning towards the west and ran. Lord Chaitanya ran in all directions, trying to find the original scent of Lord Krishna. I would love you now to sing and think about this pastime before we hear something which is so confidential that we only dare to describe it in Vashana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. One definition of singing for Krishna is to search for Krishna. Bhajan means to search for Krishna. Please sing now in this mood of Gauranga Mahaprabhu searching through the whole forest where. Oh, where? Tell me, where is Krishna? Sing now. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare,
Hare Krishna.
Shyama Sundara. He Shyama Sundara. He Vajendra Nandana. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jaya Radha, Shyama Sundara Radha, Shyama Sundara Radhe. Jaya Radha, Shyama Sundara Radha, Shyama Sundara Radhe.
In our Krishna conscious tradition, we have a sadhana of smelling. For instance, when the perfumes are offered in the morning on the altar, the perfume stick is handed out of the altar and then it is wrapped, the perfume is wrapped on the hands and devotees smell it. Here in Vrindavan they take these little cotton swabs which carry the fragrance of the perfume and put it here in the ear, which is, I mean, you can't put it in the nose, so you put it as next to the nose as possible, so that all the time the smell of the fragrance of Krishna is with you. Or when flowers are offered and incense is offered, it is a regulative principle to smell these offered flowers and incenses, because bhakti hopes to awaken our senses, all of our senses, by spiritualizing the present senses in the service of Krishna. So by smelling what is offered to Krishna, our senses, our spiritual senses might get a kick start, something which moves them and gives them an impetus in order to participate in the rich bouquet of spiritual sense experience. Following the scent of God has also a philosophical meaning. Just like this evening, some of you might like to go to the garden and just smell this fragrance which is there, which is made there to please Srimati Radharani. And then follow that fragrance and it brings you to the flower. The Brihad Bhagavatamrita uses this as an analogy, and please listen, because it might give you a new philosophical point to follow in your own spiritual life. Narada Muni says, one should follow whatever path leads one to one's own worshipable deity. That is the most intelligent way to act. So whatever brings you closer to Krishna, follow that path. Persons exclusively devoted to their object of worship should be very much attracted to anything in which they find even a faint scent of their deity's presence. When you go through life and you find something which reminds you of Krishna, follow this track. Even when you see a church and you know this is here, they worship according to the Christian tradition, you can still sit down and see, ah yes, I'm reminded of worship of my Lord Krishna. Even if you find some story about Lord Rama, don't try to be the super duper rasika who says, this is not for me, I'm a Madhuya Bhava, not an Aishwarya. See that this is an expansion of your Lord Krishna. Even when you see the world, understand that it is a painting only which directs you to the supreme artist Krishna. Don't shut your eyes and close your consciousness, but be open to see wherever you find something which reminds you of Krishna, and then go all the way with your attention to Krishna. So what Narada Muni says, persons exclusively devoted to the object of worship, like we are worshipping Radha Syam Sunda, or Krishna in Vrindavan, should be very much attracted to anything in which they find even a faint means a slight or small scent of their deity's presence. Now, Krishna smells best, but there is one divine personality who can chant or enchant even the mind of Krishna. Do you know the name of this personality? You know everything. Srimati Radhika is known as Madan Mohan Mohini, she who attracts even him who attracts the God of love. So sometimes Krishna sits on his terrace in Nandagram. Nandagram is about 20 kilometers in this direction. Yes, 20 kilometers. So Krishna sits on his terrace and prays to the wind. And then a favorable breeze comes from the southern direction. This is the southern direction where Radharani sits. And this breeze will carry to him the fragrance of Srimati Radharani. Srimati Radharani smells like a flower garden, mixture of many scents, but mostly rose flower is there. So when this southern breeze carries the fragrance from Vashana, which again appears like a flower garden sprinkled with camphor, then Krishna worships that breeze and reverentially inhales three times. Radharani, in order to remember Krishna, sometimes smears her own limbs with musk oil. And after washing her hair, she dries it with smoke from the wood which has aguru in it, this type of sap. Because these type of fragrances, musk and aguru, remind her of Krishna. There is a verse written by Prabodhananda Sarasvati in Radha Rasa Sudanidhi. It says, when the aromatic breeze from the edge of Radha's garment touches Krishna, he whom the liberated yogis fail to attain thinks, now my life is a success. No? When that aromatic breeze touches Krishna. Sometimes the divine couple, you must know, cannot meet freely because of the restrictions imposed upon them by their elders. So sometimes Radha is in a loving, rejecting mood in man. And then Krishna, who's very clever, goes to one place in Braj, which is called Gandheshwarasthan, the place of smell that controls all. Even now you can go to this place. There is a lake there, and around this lake there are flower gardens, and there resides a community of perfume makers who extract from the flowers different scents, and then on the basis of sandalwood oil make the best of perfumes. You must know, some of you buy perfumes for the deities. Mostly you get perfumes which are made on the basis of alcohol, but they are not so good. The perfumes which are made on the basis of sandalwood keep 15 to 20 times longer their good smell. So if you put such a scent on you, you smell for many hours. So Krishna went to this place where the perfumes are made, and with his cowherd boys, and wanted to find a perfume which would attract Radharani. So he took Subal aside and whispers, "Subal, Radha somehow doesn't want to see me. I did something not so good. Now I'm banned. But she is Radha, and she likes perfumes. You know why Radha likes perfumes? To become attractive to Krishna. So, Subal, you please advise me, what perfume should I get from here, from Gandheshwarasthan, from this perfume wallahs?" Subal picks. "This, Siam, this will work." So Krishna tried it and then took a few bottles of perfumes just to be sure. Then he smiled, and when he looked with his enchanting smile and his lovely eyes on the merchants, they said, you take for free, Gopal. You take for free. You must have some reason why you are interested in perfume. You take for free."
whatever pleases you. Then, with the help of his friends, Krishna disguises himself like a lady. You must know, here in Vashana, Krishna always comes in this disguise. Now, at that time, he dressed himself like a female perfume seller. So Radha had rejected Krishna, but she was sitting in Man in Vashana and was thinking, oh no, when will Krishna come? When will Krishna come? I long for the touch of his limbs and the fragrance of his body. Just at that time, one beautiful gopi came in and said, oh Radhe, there is a perfume seller. I cannot see any man, said Radha. No, it's a lady. It's a lady perfume seller. And she has very, very good perfumes. And she wants to rub the perfumes on your wrist for free. So Radharani said, let this female perfume seller come. And then Krishna very shyly comes in and with a very female voice says, oh Queen of Vrindavan, you do not need any scent because you are perfect in everything. But this one scent will make your lover become attracted to you and swiftly come to you. So Radha very shyly puts her hand out, and then the female perfume seller, you know who it is rubbing the perfume from Gandheshwara Stan on her hand, but the moment he touches her wrist, Radha goes back as if she is electrified, because it is a touch, the one touch which makes her blossom in joy, the touch of Krishna. And she knows who's this. And she says, oh best of the female perfume sellers, you are very dear to our heart. To thank you for your gift of the best of perfumes, I would like to offer you an old blouse of mine, which is very decorative and which is the dream of all ladies to wear. So good. So Krishna says, I'm a little shy by nature. No, we are amongst ladies, says Radha, and calls her sakis, and they all come and grab Krishna. There is no need to be shy amongst ladies. We are all of the same kind and of the same form. And they take his disguise down and the flowers fall out and they laugh and smear the perfume all over Krishna. And in this way, lovingly embarrass him. So this is a little on the fragrance of the Lord. In closing this katha, I would like to bring to your attention a very nice song of our Narottam Das Thakur, where he says, Radha Krishna Prana Mora Yugala Kishore. Please repeat. Radha Krishna Pranamora Yugala Kishore.
Jivane marane gati. Ara nahi mor. He says, the useful divine couple, Sri Sri Radha and Krishna, are my life and soul. In life and in death, I have no shelter other than them. On the banks of the Yamuna River, in a forest of Kadamba trees, I will seat them both upon a jeweled throne. And then I will come before them and I will anoint their dark and golden limbs with sandal paste, scented with the fragrance of Shua, and then fan them with the chamara. Oh, when will the day come where I behold their moon-like faces? I will string a garland of fragrant malati flowers, and I will place them around both of their necks. I will take tambula flavored with camphor and offer this to their lotus mouth. Narottam Das, the servant of the servant of Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, yearns for the service of the divine couple. My dear devotees, Krishna Leela has three dimensions on which you can hear it. One dimension is which refers just to the Leela as it is, transcendental, beyond all possibilities of a human experience. It's called the Adidevika level. But there's also the Adiyatmika level, that is how the Leela could refer to you. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gives us the example which can refer to us sadhakas here in this world, that we become very eager to enter the Krishna conscious experience. And Narada Muni gives us the tip that wherever we perceive a scent, something of Krishna, follow that. There was an author who said, follow your bliss. I'm not exactly sure what he meant with this, and therefore will not comment on him, but we would like to encourage you, follow that little trace where you also make an experience. For some of us, this is kirtan, where all of a sudden something spiritual leaks through and comes into the scope, into the realm of our experience. Follow that trace. Follow that experience in kirtan. Here in the retreat, we want to create memories for you. Memories which are Krishna conscious. Take these memories and follow them. Not just in a nostalgic way. Oh, I was in Vashana so many years ago when I was young and the world was young. No, follow this. I learned something there. To engage my mind exclusively with the holy name and the pastimes of Krishna. Follow the scent. Follow where something leaked through, where something struck you, where something touched your heart, where something made you come alive in a spiritual sense. Follow that
and it will lead you all the way to that experience where you meet Krishna in devotional service, like the service for which Narottam Das Thakur yearns, who sings out, "When will I meet the divine couple? When will I fan them with the chamara wish? When will I anoint their divine lips with aguru scent, sandalwood paste, and other fragrant substances?"
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Sing again. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, from your heart, please. One more time, please. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. Hare Hare, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Radha Jaya Radha Shama Sundara Radha Shama Sundara Radha Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Jaya Prabhupada. Jaya Prabhupada, 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 Srila Prabhupada. Re re si.
Satyam.
Thank you so much for attending all the sessions of this day with so much inner presence. But just like Burijan Prabhu gave you a tip at the closure of our group japa session, I would also like to give you a tip which is a little bit like the same tip. See, I can see that you are giving your best, but you do need a little bit extra sleep. One can feel that. And it is natural because most of us have been flying into India just very recently. The coughing tells us that you are still acclimatizing yourself. Our bodies need and mind need to catch up. See, in old times, one would go by bullock cart or donkey or foot, and it would take months, if not years, to reach the holy dam. Here we are getting into an airplane and then the Yamuna fast track experience or whatever the highway is called. And then we are here. And are we really here? Have we taken the time to be here or to arrive? We live in such a fast world. So the retreat is a possibility also, believe it or not, to retreat from it, to go from it. And that is best done when you are in a sturdy state of mind and body. I did a mistake today. I took 45 minutes from you. That I thought it was a public session or part of the retreat, but it was an optional session. So I would like to request all of you to pace yourself. Pacing means, you know, I have so many days to go. I have there's so many programs. So let me see that I can go in such a way that I will find enough rest and also enough time to digest. And I don't mean the meals, but the content. That's very important. Tomorrow is an important day, and I would like to request Prashanta, who knows everything about tomorrow, to tell us exactly. We will go in a wonderful part of the Vrindavan forest. We will have guests, I believe, from Vrindavan who join us for that all-day kirtan. But also there, please do take your time, and if you find a bush especially inviting to rest, it is socially absolutely acceptable in Vrindavan to do so. So here is Prashanta for us. And once again, thank you so much. And may one day the fragrance of the Lord enter your life.